Welcome back, boys, girls, and NBs, to another episode of The Judgiest Place on the Internet. My name's Josh.
My name is Rick.
And my name is Christian.
And we are
The Judgies.
Big week this week, fellas and lady. TikTok blowing up, and I'm already over it. I'm done being famous. Wow.
It got to your head, and you've had the ego death.
To everybody in our comment section being comment warriors, I mean, good, I guess, but don't. It's not worth it. Like, there's so many just wrong people in our comments that just, like, I don't understand. This might be a hot take already. This might be the earliest Hurt Turk in podcast history.
I already feel the downvotes coming.
I don't understand why straight men, and it's not all straight men, hate women so much.
Let's go back to the not all men episode, because yes, all men.
I meant there are non-straight men who also hate women that were like in our comments just like shitting on, like victim blaming. I don't get it. We got called bootlickers. We got called neolibs. We got called words we can't repeat. We got called some bad words. And we didn't even give an opinion on that bitch.
which TikTok was this?
It was mainly the gym workout one.
Ah.
But I mean, this is going to be way dated by the time this comes out.
We called out gym bros, and they were not about it.
The gym bros
came for us. We didn't even call them out. Was the weird part?
We talked about. We should have known gym etiquette. If you're a fucking bro, you get a fucking look, I guess. But we should have known that.
We don't need to dwell on that. We know what we're doing. And Erica, Taco Bell didn't know what they were doing.
Wow, what a transition, Josh.
That was a fantastic transition.
Thank you.
I mean, I don't know how to go from here. But,
Erica, you had an experience at Taco Bell earlier?
Huh? Don't worry, that's just for the thumbnail.
So I went to Taco Bell earlier, like literally probably half an hour before we got over here. And I ordered a Sierra Mist. And she hands me a cup of green. And I was like, Christian was like, hey, we ordered a Sierra Mist. And she goes, oh, yeah, they changed the color. I promise it tastes just like Sierra Mist.
That was the boldest part. She goes, it tastes exactly the same. And I was just like,
it's just green now.
No.
They just think it's St. Patrick's Day on the Chicago Rivers or what?
Like, insane marketing scheme.
I was just like, okay, didn't know that.
Very crazy.
Sierra Mist couldn't keep up with Sprite, so instead of changing the product, they just made it look like the green Sprite bottle.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, yeah. It's really insane marketing move by PepsiCo, because they have Sierra Mist and Mountain Dew, so to make them the same color, insane. You'd have to change Mountain Dew to be a darker green, mm-hmm. So it's like, oh, that's Sierra Mist green, this is Mountain Dew green.
Yeah.
So was it, I assume it was Baja Blast, or was it regular
Mountain Dew? Oh, it was Mountain Dew.
Just regular Mountain Dew.
Straight up Mountain Dew. Not even close to Sierra Mist.
That's so funny.
And it was an awkward thing of, we got it, and I was like, I'll taste it. Took a drink, I was like, that's just Mountain Dew. And I was like, we chuckled and go, like, do we tell them? And it's like,
I'll drink Mountain Dew, I guess.
It's not worth it.
I've never, ever thought about it. But, like, obviously Sierra Mist is like a lemon lime, right? Mountain Dew is technically a citrus flavor, right? It's like technically citrusy,
I guess.
But like, Mountain Dew is such a unique, like, garbage, like, it tastes like radioactive waste in a good way.
It tastes exactly like it looks. That's the weirdest thing about it.
Very accurate.
Yeah, if you change the color of Mountain Dew, it'd probably taste different.
I have a hot take.
Uh-oh. Hot takes all around on this soda.
I like flat soda.
Oh, I mean, flat soda's pretty good. Give me a flat RC any day of the week.
Okay, I do like RC, so like,
yeah,
I'll go on board with this one.
But you don't like a cola, so you just like,
I don't like cola.
You just like flat.
Like if you open a can of Mountain Dew and then put it back in the refrigerator for a day, come back to it the next afternoon, and it's just like ice cold and flat. It's perfect.
Honestly, give me a room temp flat.
People,
I like my women like I like my sodas, room temperature and flat.
People, have you ever realized that you're
so dead,
married to a monster? And now you're just stuck with this. And they, like, got you on this podcast and they got you to agree that, like, prenups are only for rich people. And I was like, yeah, that's a really good point. I probably can't do a prenup. And now,
but did you
here
sign,
I am.
Did you sign a pre-7-up?
Okay, let's get into reviews.
Let's get into some reviews, guys. First, I'm
review on that joke. 1 out of 5. Go into the review.
I was gonna say 0 out of 5.
That's impossible. This is a review, 5 stars. Thank you, guys. Apple Podcast reviews. Drop them like they're hot because they are not. This is from Jizabnalak. What is Pskitsnazen? It's just titled Thruple. I love these human beings. Are they in an actual thruple? If so, I stan. If not, it needs to happen. Judgy's thruple fanfic coming soon.
Oh, boy.
Look, I hope so. Call us Billie Eilish. We've been queer baiting. We're not actually in a thruple.
Erase all of that? We'll leave it up to you to decide.
No, we're not in a thruple. We don't mean anything by it. It's just... Erica's always joked that Christian and I are closer than she and Christian is.
I just sometimes get lost in Josh's eyes.
Yeah.
How could you not? Those baby blues.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
they used to be baby clears, and then they changed the color to blue. Erica, let's get into your review.
To call back to the Sierra Mist debacle.
Oh, that went over my head. My review, the person that posted it is Sarah_Booth.
Nice.
You made me late to work. 5 stars. I recently found this podcast from TikTok. I thought it was funny, so I started binging. I have always loved reading Am I the Asshole stories from Reddit. Fast forward to episode 36. Here I am casually driving to work, drinking my coffee. Everything was great until Josh said sesame queef.
Hell yeah.
I spit my coffee out all over myself and steering wheel from snort laughing. I had to turn my car around and go home and change my clothes. You made me late to work. 10 out of 10, it was worth it. I highly recommend this show.
Thank you very much, Sarah.
Sesame queef was very funny.
And I always say, I always prefer a booth over a table, so you're killing it.
Yeah, that's a fair point, but I hate that joke.
I really hated that joke. Here's a review that I got by Frogs on Stilts. Based, which is facts. We're extremely based.
Yes, we're very based.
What does that mean?
It means you're cringe intentionally, effectively.
We're just telling the truth. We're telling it like it is. Hate Reddit. Love this podcast. 5 out of 5.
Thanks.
We hate Reddit, too.
Yeah, I thought I liked Reddit until it became like almost a job. It's like... Maybe I hate
you guys. Is Reddit choogy?
Reddit's very choog. There are many young people on our TikTok who ask if we stole the idea of Am I the Asshole from like insane. Somebody asked if we stole Am I the Asshole from Pardon My Take, which is an ESPN show that's been running for like 15 years. There's a fucking Reddit website, dingbat.
you absolute dingbat. Oh no, tell them that dingbat.
I don't think you're a dingbat.
They don't follow us. Does that change your...
No, it's a free country. Wherever they're at, I'm sure it might be.
She doesn't think you're a dingbat. She knows you're a dingbat.
Listen. Educate yourself. And then come back to us.
Based.
All right, guys, let's get into the episode. If you're new here, of course, we don't just read reviews and tell stories about Taco Hell. We also... That's 2 episodes in a row we're talking about Taco Bell experiences. Also... We read stories on the internet, and we judge people in them, and we laugh them, and we don't offer real advice. And sometimes I do that. So I'm going to get right into it. Guys, can you guess what subreddit this is?
I fucking hate when Josh reads. Well, what subreddit is it? Am I the Asshole?
Correct. There it is. Am I the Asshole for not eating my boyfriend's soup?
That's not where I thought you were going with that sentence.
I didn't think so either.
My boyfriend and I call his asshole soup. No. My boyfriend made a beef stew / soup for dinner, and I said I'd have some too.
This is definitely a euphemism for asshole. Yeah,
made beef stew.
Who the fuck makes beef stew?
I just like
/ soup. It's like, not stew and soup are separate things.
I like to breathe in my boyfriend's farts. He calls them beef stew.
I get the bowls and table ready as he's finishing up. He starts feeding his dog, who hasn't been super into her food lately. He tells me he's going to mix some of the beefy soup into her wet food, so that's a bad sentence.
I don't like that.
All right, let me get a clean one. He tells me he's going to mix some of the beefy soup into her wet food so that hopefully she'll think it tastes better, and I say, okay.
Fair enough.
Bad sentence. Jesus. He uses the ladle from the pot to pour soup into the dog food and mixes around the soup and dog food with the ladle. Then puts the ladle back in the big pot.
No.
Oh, my God.
Nope.
I didn't realize what he had done until I looked over, and it was too late. He basically mixed bits of dog food into the pot. I was like, dude, did you really just do that? And he didn't think he did anything wrong. I really did not want to eat the soup dog food mixture. I thought it was kind of gross, and so I just had a Hot Pocket instead. Beef stew flavored.
Ew.
I don't think it was a big deal, but now my boyfriend is upset with me for overreacting and not trying his soup. It wasn't like we were making it special for a date night or something. He was just hungry, and I said I'd have a little bit too if he made food. We don't live together. Am I the asshole?
No, that's fucking gross.
Insane.
This dude harnesses the energy of like every 50-year-old dad who said he didn't want a dog.
Yeah.
And then got a dog.
Yeah.
Like dads will just like spit into their dog's mouth and they'll have it spit back and they're like, "Ooh." There's a little bit of Ritz cracker on there.
My dog's bowl's too wide for me to put soup in, so I just let it eat it right out of my mouth.
Yeah, just cup your mouth. Come and get it, Lucy.
Disgusting.
What's worse, vomit pot or this? Because famously, a lot of our listeners disagree on our vomit pot take. They think it's fine to use a vomit pot.
I think the whole issue with the vomit pot is don't tell anybody.
Yes, we were okay with using the vomit pot after it's been cleaned.
I wasn't.
It's that you don't tell people, yes, this is the one I puke in frequently.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I just think you shouldn't use a vomit pot. But...
Well, sorry we don't all...
I'm rich, yeah.
Yeah, we can't all afford a throw-up garbage can.
Just use a toilet!
My last name...
His house is too big!
My maiden last name is Farberware, so I'm like sort of the heir to the Farberware fortune. So I just have pots laying everywhere.
Really?
Yeah.
I never.
A little bit of a tangent.
No.
Just a little bit.
Not on this show.
I always thought it was Faberware.
It is.
No, it's not. It's Farberware.
Oh, is this a Berenstain Bear situation?
Yeah, literally.
Wow. I'm almost positive. Faberware.
It's Farberware.
Hmm. Here, there, where Farberware are.
Farberware.
What the fuck? I'm mad. That's a bad name. They should have changed it to Faberware.
But dog food. It's wet food, so like. What if the dog food was safe for human consumption?
I mean, I'm pretty sure most dog food is.
Yeah. So like,
but it still tastes like dog shit, and it's like the worst parts of animal. What? What? Why are you guys looking at me and laughing at me?
I'm just smiling. I don't
this
know
feels bad.
Erica's laughing, so I'm laughing.
Stop. I mean, stop.
Why do you know what dog shit tastes like? Yeah.
And why do you know that it's the same as dog food?
How many dog varieties of things have you tasted?
Stop, dude. We have to cut all of this. This is... I can talk about pissing in the bed, but I will not tell you about me eating dog shit.
Normally, Christian, you make chili, and then you'll sort of dip your dog's foot in there because it smells like Fritos to, like, scoop it out. Yeah. And then just suck on them little Max toes.
Ew. Yeah. Oh, my God. All right, next Yuck. Story, please. I'm done with this one.
You're not the asshole for not eating it, because fuck that shit. Oh, also, yeah, it doesn't matter disgusting. If you live together, because fuck that shit.
Yeah.
It was very similar. Didn't we have a story, was it last week, about a person cooking for their partner, and then they just, like, threw a fit, right? Like, he spit in their food.
He was trying to steal her food.
This is why you figure this stuff out before you get married.
Yeah.
Imagine marrying a dog food pot stew haver.
I mean, if he clearly didn't know.
Yeah, imagine that.
It was me. I wrote the story.
Christian and Erica haven't cooked a meal in 7 years.
That's not true. We had HelloFresh for a little bit. HelloFresh, please sponsor us so we can get some free meals.
And they pre-portion the dog food so that way it's right in there in a nice, neat, resealable package. And it's green.
Mountain Dew green or Sierra Mist green?
Sierra Mist green.
Yeah.
So we're going to get early into some listener-submitted stories. Now, these are listener-submitted some Reddit stories. So I'm going to read these at the top half because these are very good
Reddit stories. So these are Reddit stories sent to us by
correct. Listeners okay. sent this in. This was sent in by...
It'd be great if, like, just send us all of the Reddit stories so I don't have to ever go on Reddit again.
Honestly, we don't want to do any work for this shit. Just we want to earn money and do less, honey.
Yes. Can that be my new catchphrase?
Should we be?
Earn money and do less, honey?
Yes.
Put it on a shirt.
Should we be exposing ourselves like this?
Listen, I've already got like the t-shirt design in mind.
Uh-oh. Well, here's the problem. I'm kind of the design person.
Right, that's why I'm going to tell you my vision and then you make it happen.
Yeah, but I kind of can only do like my visions.
So this story was submitted by Corey. Thank you, Corey, very much. Am I the asshole for inviting my 29 male girlfriend, 28 female, on an expensive vacation and expecting her to pay all of her share? Parentheses, I make a lot more than her.
I mean,
once you add in that detail, yes, you're now the asshole.
You're on the wrong foot immediately.
You're not sounding great.
If you're trying to get us on your side, you gotta do better than that. Hello. My girlfriend, myself, and my parents, and my brother, and his wife, all went on vacation in another country a week ago. My brother and I were the ones who did most of the planning of the itinerary, although we did ask everyone else for input. For background, I make around $150,000 a year as an IT consultant. My girlfriend is a teacher making about $45,000. My parents are pretty affluent as well, as my brother and sister-in-law are. My girlfriend knew this trip was coming up and took on a second job waitressing on the weekends for several months to get ready for it. We have always split things 50-50 in the 2 years we have been together. There were a few times on the vacation when she did not go on outings with us, wine tastings, scuba divings, etc. She also would only eat two meals a day, simply stating that she was on a budget. My family does favor more high-end, expensive places. My parents thought it was very strange that she only ate two meals a day, although normally she eats three. When we got home, I asked her why she skipped out on several of the eatings and only ate two meals a day. I mentioned how I heard her stomach growling one night and said I got concerned about her having an eating disorder.
Oh my god.
This dude is just so oblivious.
She got teary-eyed and said that three meals a day wasn't fiscally feasible for her, and neither were the outings that she chose not to go on. She went on three out of the six outings. She said she was not expecting everything to cost so much, and she was overwhelmed. She also said if she doesn't know if this is going to work long-term, if she's expected to go on vacations like that with people who make so much more than her. I feel bad that I didn't pick up on her discomfort sooner, but we did agree to split everything 50-50, and I don't know why she agreed to come if the cost was an issue. Am I the asshole?
Yikes. The whole thing is bad.
This is definitely an uncomfortable situation. I mean, if they discussed this beforehand and they agreed, we're splitting this 50-50, and then she should have been able to tell him, like, I can't afford even 50-50.
At some point, the guy should have realized,
this is outside of her means.
Yeah, like, hey, parents, maybe don't plan six wine tastings at fucking Gordon Ramsay's restaurants. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, he has to put in a little bit of empathy there. Like,
well, that's the problem, too, is he's like, me and my brother planned pretty much all of it. It's like, so you knew how much everything was going to cost? And you're just like, no, my girlfriend that makes a third of me and had to get a second job just to come on this trip can definitely afford.
As a couple, they're living a $200,000 combined budget, but she's making a quarter of that. Meanwhile, he's making three quarters of that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's, so, you shouldn't split 50-50 in that situation. You should split like two-thirds to one-thirds. Like split within the means.
Yeah.
Because that makes fucking sense. It's like when you're living in a house with roommates and it's, you know, two people sharing a room and then there's two other people. You don't split the rent four ways. You split it three ways and the people sharing a room split the one room's rent.
Yeah.
Because each person splits that means.
I mean, that's pretty normal. What did we do? We did that in college.
No, we didn't. We split the rent four ways.
Huh.
I did too, and it's fucked up. Because you're only getting one shared living space. You're getting the same shared living space, but less personal living space. But you guys are in a couple, so it's a little bit different. I love how he waited until after the thing, too, to be like, I noticed you were hungry all the time, and I didn't offer to buy you dinner.
I noticed you were having a bad time on this vacation, so I just ignored you for the week and a half.
How do you sit across the table with your wife, well, who is, or girlfriend,
she wasn't there, so that's...
There's an empty plate. There's a fork and a knife set, napkin there, and just, whoa, I wonder where Susie is.
She only ate the free bread that came with the meal.
Just the bread and water, please. I have an eating disorder, apparently.
This feels awful. I just feel so bad for her.
I just feel like... The whole thing, it's like, he should have known the budget here. And it's like one thing to be like, expect her to pay like the flight and like board, like boarding or whatever, room and board. But then it's like, oh, the rest is like, it'll be like dates. And it's like, you could just act like that and
yeah,
make up an excuse if like she has an issue with like splitting bills. Just be like, no, consider us going on a date and stuff like that. But no, this dude's just fucking not to mention oblivious.
The parents just must hate teachers.
Yeah.
Because they also were just intentionally taking them to expensive places.
Yeah. Well, they think teachers make too much already.
Yeah. She was probably like, ugh, like literature teacher? Pfft. We don't need those.
You don't work at a private school?
Public school? Ugh. Can I call Christian out?
Yeah.
I knew this is where this was going. I think we should just actually get right into the next story.
I'm always pro calling Christian out.
I think, I don't know if I've told the story on the podcast before, and I'm sorry if I have. I don't even know if I've probably told you before, Josh. When we were in high school, we went on a double date to go see a movie.
Oh, I know this story.
Did I tell it on the pod?
I'm not sure. I don't know. But either way.
It's applicable here.
It's been a very long time.
We went on a double date. Okay. It was determined ahead of time that this was a date.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I didn't bring money with me because it was a date. And we'd been dating for like a year at this point.
Mm-hmm.
It had already been established that I don't pay for everything on a date.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Which I, whatever. Call it what you will.
Lesson learned.
To be fair, this was what, 2008, 9, yeah, a long time ago.
2011?
It's 2011.
Yeah. And we go to buy the tickets, and I'm standing right, like, behind Christian, and he goes, yeah, such and such movie for one. I'm like,
it's so funny. It's such an alpha move.
And I didn't say, I was, like, in shock. I didn't say anything to him, and he buys his one ticket. And then I had to go to my friend, who we were on the double date with, and be like, can you buy my ticket? I did not bring money. Like, what the fuck?
I don't know. Like, you could have just said something. I clearly just wasn't paying attention.
I was not self-confident enough to be like, oh my God.
You guys did go to an expensive theater as well.
We went to the most expensive theater I could find. I mean,
the only theater.
There's also more details here where after we enter the movie theater, oh, I'm yeah. like, do you want popcorn or soda?
And I said, no, I didn't bring any money.
Because your friend's back there if you need some cash.
Well, that's like the redeeming part of like, clearly I was just like in my own little world. Because why would I fucking dunk on you outside then when you get in and be like, oh, do you want me to pay for you now?
I was
you want
pissed.
Me to pay equally as much for
I was so embarrassed.
Concessions?
Hey, do you want some popcorn? Yeah, I do. Oh, sweet. So, yeah, up there with your wallet. It's fine. I'm buying my own.
Probably if you go dig through the garbage, the movie just ended, so you can probably get a couple half buckets if you look.
They refill them for 60 cents on Tuesdays if you want.
I didn't bring my wallet, Joshua.
Do a little panhandling. You could probably get 60 cents.
Oh, weird. I could ask my boyfriend.
You could have. That was a possibility this whole time was you could have asked me.
Communication, folks.
Listen, we've come a long way in 10 years.
But yeah, back to the story real quick. I just think it's so funny for this guy to be like, he's almost there. Right after the trip, he's like, huh, something was amiss. I should bring it up with the miss. And then she just said, miss me with that bullshit.
I can't
How
believe
long
you
been
made us, yeah, you
formulating
made us
that.
Back.
7 seconds. That's just sort of right off the top of the dome.
Yeah, I'm just okay. kind of smart. Like I'm smart and funny. It's this weird combination I kind of have going for me.
I've never claimed to be either of those things. But it is really funny to me. For her to just like, we're breaking up. Like, I think we need to break up. Because
clearly different, living in different
that,
worlds.
They don't, do they say the length of the, I don't remember if they said the length of the trip, but like, say it's a week. Like 7 days straight of just like, what, like, oh, honey, I don't think I can afford to go out to eat tonight. And he's like, all right, babe, I'm heading out with the rents and my bro and his wife. Fucking catch you in 2 hours.
Yeah, it's like, how
I'm going to get wine drunk and scuba dive and eat fucking crab rangoon.
You left every day to go get a third meal with your family. And you're just like, no, it's normal. I know she normally eats three, but no, this is definitely, like, this is like her vacation thing. She only eats 2 meals.
The correct move is to skip breakfast and get dinner with everyone.
Well, breakfast is also the cheapest.
What did you say?
Dinner's the most expensive.
And I said breakfast is the cheapest. Unless you're getting them fucking Mimi's. Mimosas for long.
Ah. For long.
For
please
long.
Don't ever call them Mimi's.
You know, like the Drew Carey show?
You want to get... Well, you guys want to go grab some bra and Mimi's?
It's... Brunch, short for brunch.
I don't like that.
Dom, dude, let's head down to the 405 and hit some bra and Mimi's. They call them Mimi's because I get all blushy like Mimi on the Drew Carey show.
And I get way too thick of eyeshadow.
I hate both of you.
All right, guys, this is another story submitted by my brother. This is a Reddit. Wow. This is a Reddit story. He screenshotted it because he thought it was going to get deleted. I don't know if it did. Didn't check. I'll check after the podcast, but doesn't matter.
You guys will know deep down if it did or not.
Feel it with your heart.
Am I the asshole?
Yes.
For causing drama during an important football game?
No.
Already boring.
Stupid.
It's soccer.
Oh, wait, no, I'm super into this story now.
Last weekend, it is funny, too, like, never mind, that's a weird comment. You call it a football match if you're talking about soccer, but clearly this isn't a sports fan, so you can't. Last weekend, I, female 27, ended up feeling a wee bit poorly with what turned out to be appendicitis. We were away for whatever with my partner. This is really weird. We were away for the whatever with my weekend. Who the fuck shortens weekend to W/E? That's not
probably
weekend.
The same person that calls mimosas memes, right?
We were away for the wee. We were away for the weekend with my partner, male 39. Ooh, big age gap. She's 27. So I had surgery at a hospital 3 to 4 hours away from home. I had a small complication during surgery, so I had to stay until Wednesday. My partner returned to work on Monday, but he came back to pick me up. The timing was bad because there was an important football game yesterday, and it was really important for my partner to watch it. I'm not English, so I don't quite get the importance of it, but it's a big deal for him and so important. I wanted to make sure he'd see the game. I suggested booking a room near the hospital so he wouldn't miss it due to the drive, but he wanted to see the game at a friend's place. He said he'd make it. While we were waiting to get me discharged, he was getting agitated because it was taking a long time. He had to wait outside, so he's in his car the whole time because of restrictions at the hospital. After a couple of hours, he sent me a text that he had to leave or he'd miss the game.
Goddamn socialized medicine.
I begged him not to leave and reminded I could book a hotel. But he left without me and luckily made it on time to see the start of the game.
Luckily?
You're too nice.
Honey.
He said he'd come pick me up tomorrow instead. The hospital wouldn't let me stay another night or leave alone. Luckily, one of my friends came to get me in the end. She didn't get to the hospital until late, and we got back to London around 2 a.m. The whole time I was trying to call and text my partner, but he only said we could talk about it today. The whole evening I was texting and calling my partner ever since the moment he left me at the hospital. He only sent me one WhatsApp back that he said he'd pick me up later but wanted to see the game. When I got home in the night, he was so angry at me. He said I was the most selfish asshole for constantly ringing and texting him during the game and that I ruined the game for him and embarrassed him in front of his friends. He said he could not even look at me and that I bring so much drama with me it's humiliating to him. I feel at a complete loss. I think I might be the asshole for not understanding the cultural significance of football and asking my boyfriend to do a completely unreasonable drive to pick me up.
Also no.
But on the other hand, we could have watched the game in a hotel room and I wouldn't have been left alone in a hospital in another country. Am I the asshole?
No.
Oh, absolutely, dude. How are you going to sing the songs? How are you gonna chant with the hooligans in the hotel room?
I understand that football, soccer in another country is a whole culture. I get that. But your girlfriend could have died.
Mm-hmm. Twice.
Yeah.
Appendicitis and complications.
Correct. And a 3-hour drive is literally nothing. It's literally nothing. We have to drive 3 hours to get to Chicago. Like, fuck right off with that. Also, you fucking left her there with potentially no way to get home. I'm getting real heated.
Erica, would it make you less angry if I told you it was England versus Denmark in the UEFA Euro Cup 2020?
Is this the one where the dude almost died?
So no, it wasn't the match, but the team.
Denmark
yeah, lost.
Yeah,
no, it was
Denmark, but like
yeah, okay. Denmark lost, but it wasn't the match.
That was like Denmark. That was a couple. That was like a week or
two ago, but they lost. So,
I mean, I don't care. I just
but Erik Christensen survived. I think
yes,
his
I
name.
Do care about that.
He made it through. What a champ!
And now it's England versus Italy, and you guys will know the outcome.
I'm still pissed. This is insane. She needs to dump that. She is not. Don't stoop down to that level. Like, he is.
Listen.
I can't even form words. I'm so mad.
If my girlfriend was dying in a hospital and the Colts were in, like, the AFC Championship game, let's see if her brothers could pick her up.
You are a dog shit human being, Joshua.
But if they couldn't, I'd do it.
Here's the detail that's left out. He already had the ticket, so that's the problem.
Pay-per-view on my phone.
I
Of course I would be there for my girlfriend. I'm not a fucking
in spirit.
In spirit. I would
sending good vibes your way.
Instead of having a Colts foam finger, I'd have an Aurora foam
finger. Listen, I almost died of appendicitis, so I feel
Oh,
like
you had
I...
appendicitis?
You didn't know this about me?
I don't think so.
Oh my gosh. Joshua, yes, my appendix ruptured. Like, it exploded and burst, released all those toxins before I ever went to the hospital.
Literally wow. Like a bomb.
When was it? How old were you?
I was 7.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize it could happen when you were that young.
Yeah. So, like, I legit almost died. Like, when I went to the emergency room, like, I couldn't walk. My grandma had to, like, flag down a stranger and carry me, like a baby into the hospital. When my mom got there, they told her that she had roughly 10 minutes to decide if I could have emergency exploratory surgery because I had no idea what was wrong with me or I was going to die. So.
Now.
And then I had complications after surgery and I was in the hospital for over a week because obviously your appendix just stores toxins and right. It released toxins into my abdomen.
Did this happen on February 3rd, 2002?
No, it was over Mother's Day.
It happened when, like, the Rams were playing the Pats. Like, that's a pretty big game. That's Tom Brady's first Super Bowl. A
huge game.
Come on. First time the Rams have been in the Super Bowl in a long time. Yeah.
I mean, neither one of my parents give a shit about sports.
I'm just saying why I wasn't there.
Mm.
Yeah, because we were classmates.
No.
No, we weren't. I didn't even live in.
I mean, we're
in our hometown
soccer.
At the time.
We're
also,
on the same
I went
soccer team, so like
we were in like, the same school.
I like poured one out for the homie. I thought you were gone.
Also, it was Mother's Day weekend, so I wasn't even in school at that time.
You can be in school during Mother's Day.
I don't think they were though. I was fucking first grade. We were not in school still.
She had appendicitis on Mother's Day.
Yeah. Do you want to know the sad part about it? You can cut this part.
There had to have been that. It was all sad already.
Yeah. So it burst at my grandma's house while I was spending the night. And then my mom came and picked me up. And I went home. And then my dad was supposed to pick me up for his weekend with me. And he didn't want to pick me up because I was sick. Like, I couldn't even, like, maintain consciousness for very long. I was
yeah.
in so much
Dude
pain.
Dude gets it.
He picked me up from my house, drove me 2 blocks to my other grandma's house, and left me there.
The Cubs were on.
He literally had to carry me into the house because I couldn't walk. And then he left. And he didn't come back.
And your dad's a good person?
No. No.
If that needed to be stated, just in case, like, there's falling on deaf ears. Dude fucking sucks.
What? Oh, God. That's really funny, too, because, like, when guys get sick... We act like it's the biggest fucking deal in the world. Like, we can't move when we have, like, a minor cold. But, like, when we're asked to be, like, helping when our partner is, like, actually sick, we're like, oh, fuck it.
You cannot be bothered.
I'll use the non-dog food ladle tonight, babe. How about that?
It's the complete opposite for us.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I am an absolute fucking baby when I'm sick. And I just, please cuddle me.
She
please
is.
Take care of
she's
me.
She's very demanding when she's sick. And I'm just like, I can't do this for you, Erik. I'm really sorry.
Erik, are you sick all the time?
No, but when I... Boo. But when he's sick, it's just... He's like, don't touch me. Don't look at me. Don't even breathe in my direction. I just want to be left alone.
I want to, like, go crawl in a hole and just, like, this is where my life ends.
I will say that is how I am as well. Yeah. But I also, like, will refuse to take medicine because I'm a fucking idiot. I'll have the worst migraine in the world and just be like, no ibuprofen. I'm so all right.
I'm all natural. But can you pick up Taco Bell on the way home? I heard they got new Sierra Mist.
Oh, God. Let's go to a break.
I don't like you staring at me like that.
Well, let's stop the staring. How about that? Be right back. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Hello, boys, girls, and NBs. Have you ever thought about making your own podcast? Well, Anchor makes it so easy, even Usly figured it out. Here's a few reasons why you should start today, and to do it with Anchor. First off, it's free.
Anchor also has creation tools, making it easy to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer.
I just love that Anchor distributes our podcast for us. So we just upload it to Anchor, and they put it on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's just so easy.
And guess what? You can make money from Anchor with no minimum listenership. Get that cash flow with zero listeners.
Boo.
It has everything you need to make a podcast all in one place.
Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started today.
And we are back on this side of the podcast. We have chugged 7 drinks, all water, on the break.
Because water is good for you and it doesn't taste bad.
I got a little secret to tell you. I had a Mimi on the break. I had a quick Mimi.
Mimi with a splash of OJ. A lot of sham, splash of OJ on the day and away. Christian, we got a circle
J. On the day
J.
and away. Like that.
On the day in a way. That's a Jeffrey Jamesism for all of our Jake and Amir fans. Christian Kleckner.
That's me.
Hit us with the circle jerge, man. What do we got? I love circle jerges.
Really?
No.
You just like hanging out with a couple buddies?
Yeah,
just
jerging around a circle.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't that what this whole podcast is, if we're being honest? Have you been a victim of unfair treatment
by a business or a corporate? And welcome back to this side of the break. Christian, we're going to a circle jerge. You had some memes.
Here's the unfortunate thing, Josh. I'm editing it, and I cannot cut.
Well,
I skipped that episode on the YouTube tutorial. So
you cut out the most important part of editing, the cutting part.
Well, I kind of like hoped we would kind of just like know how to do this thing, like wouldn't need any kind of cuts.
I will say we don't get enough praise for have ever doing an episode where we didn't make a single cut, and we drank heavily on the Halloween episode.
Oh.
We don't get enough praise for that shit. That's fucking insane. We'd have a single cut in that episode.
Should we have had cuts, though?
No.
It would have been way too hard to time out.
Christian, what do we got, man, for the circle jerge? Jerging
around
the circle.
This week's circle jerge, I've been kind of moseying around TikTok. I got addicted to it.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to start treatment next week to kind of break the habit. I'm really going cold turkey, I think. But while I was on TikTok, it made me realize a couple things that I think TikTok helped me self-diagnose myself with a couple ailments, and I'm just wondering, like, maybe you guys can let me know if I'm, like, looking in too deep into this.
Is that, like, what you get at a bar after you've had a few to make your breath smell better?
An ailment?
Yeah.
Boo.
It's kind of like Rumpelmann's. That's an ailment, basically.
Yeah, that's a mint ale for sure.
It's not an ale, though.
But I just got a couple things. Oh, wow, that's a really good point. That's a very good point you make. I just wondering if like you can help me diagnose this and let me know if this maybe this is a real thing.
Disclaimer, none of us here are doctors.
I am.
Oh, I figure that's probably the best reason. You guys like know me the best. You know, you know me better than any doctor could.
And I'm a doctor of love.
Ugh.
Yeah, that's gross. The first one I kind of started thinking about, can you give yourself narcolepsy? Cuz like here's the thing. Like, is there like a finite number of late nights, all nighters you can use in your lifetime? Then you're just kind of you're done with them.
You're going with like the Donald Trumpism of like your body's a battery, and if you expend too much charge, then you're just out.
Yeah, I literally think I burnt the candle at both ends, and now I honestly cannot fight. My whole life growing up, from like the age of like 8 till 20, just like, I don't know if it's like anxiety, but I just didn't sleep. I just like every other day I would stay up all night. And so just like go 48 hours and then sleep one night and then like 48 hours yeah. and then sleep one night.
Normal teenage boy shit.
Yeah. And then at a certain point, it just got to where, like, if I'm the slightest bit sleepy, I pass out.
Yeah.
This was a big reason I left my last job is because I had an hour commute and it was right at 4:30 and mm-hmm. it's like, I don't know what it is about 4:30.
The post work nap.
I gotta take a nap, yeah. and I would be driving home and I'd be falling asleep, and it's like, it's really annoying when I have to pull over and take a 10-minute nap.
Insane that was your solution, right?
What?
I mean, I guess it's the safest thing, but I've never heard of somebody regularly pulling over to take a nap.
Oh, I did that all the time. When I drove to Carbondale for school.
That makes sense. It's a 5-hour drive.
Yeah.
And this was a 1-hour drive. I would fall asleep, like, driving home in traffic.
That's insane, man.
And that's why I'm, like, curious. Can I give myself narcolepsy?
I gotcha.
Like, we watch movies, Erica's like, oh, I'm kind of sleepy, but I'll wait till the end of the movie. I'm just like, I'm kind of sleepy. I'm going to bed right now. Christian, wake me up at the end of the movie.
Now, Eric and I have this weird thing. It's a little superpower. We wear glasses. So I can decide whether or not I'm going to fall asleep with a simple... Because once these frames are off, my eyes are already closed.
You're already asleep, dude. Fuck, put them back on. Back on. You got a couple more stories to read.
I don't have that superpower.
Oh, well, I do.
Yeah, no, I have a really hard time falling asleep. Christian literally falls asleep in 0.5 seconds, and he can literally sleep for maybe 2 minutes, and then he's like, oh, what happened? I was asleep. Oh, good to go now.
But so that's the thing. I'm a fucking napper. I can take the most powerful of naps, but I can't fight it off. Once the urge hits me.
All right.
Sometimes at work, I'm like, I'm taking my 15-minute break, guys, and then I go and take a nap in my car.
You work in a basement by yourself. Just take a nap at your desk.
I'm an adult. I shouldn't be having to take naps at work, right? Yeah. I get 8 hours of sleep.
All
right,
back to the point. What's the point of this?
Can you give yourself narcolepsy?
No.
Is that just the question?
Do you guys think I have narcolepsy?
No.
Okay, well, that's kind of a bummer. I was really hoping to get on disability or something. Do you guys think maybe it's possible I'm a narcissist?
No.
Mm-mm.
Really?
No.
I lived with a narcissist, two narcissists, my entire life. You are not one.
But here's the thing. Like, I definitely with 100% certainty know I'm better than everybody else.
Well, you did spend ages 12 to 20 only, like, being Gandhi-like, where you just gave everything away. So maybe you sort of drained your battery of, like, anti-narcissism in a way.
Okay, that makes a little bit of sense.
You did so much focus on other people that now you're just focusing on yourself.
But here's the, like, kicker that maybe I'm not a narcissist is, like, I also have zero self-esteem.
Yeah.
So how is it possible that I think I'm like a 3, like a 4 on a good hair day?
Yeah.
But I'm still, like, every stranger I walk by on the street, I'm like, ugh! What the fuck? You go outside looking like that?
Christian only walks past mirrors, of course. He can't recognize a reversed image.
No, here's the problem. When I walk by mirrors and stars, I'm just like, damn, fuck, you're looking good today.
Look at that Illinois 4 right there, buddy.
But, like,
that's a New York 0.
But, like, I'm also, like, very funny, and I've never met another funny person in my life, so.
Excuse you.
Yeah, no, that tracks.
I am upset about this, all of this, for several reasons. First of all, your statement about you being a 4.
Yeah.
Totally incorrect. Yeah, you're a 5. 2, maybe. No, I'm just kidding. Absolutely a 10. You're
grossly overestimating yourself.
No, for real, though, I think you're really hot. Secondly,
it's in your
when
name.
You say
you're
that...
Chris 10.
Actually, that makes a lot of sense. My parents knew something.
When you say that when you see other people, you're like, oh, you're fucking ugly. Am I ugly?
Well, no,
You see other people, you think I'm ugly?
I'm sorry if I didn't write this down wrong. In my notes, I have strangers. I think you're gorgeous. But Josh...
Yeah.
Ooh, could do some work on that, man.
I had another point why I was mad about this, and now I can't remember.
I think,
it's
because he said he's the only funny person we
know. Oh, yeah.
But I just came up with the word Mimi, and we had a good old laugh about it. So, like, I'm pissed.
Yes.
I mean, and I kind of forgot to say this. I do have this down in my notes, too, but people are dumb, but not me.
Yeah.
No, I agree with that. That statement is correct.
About you or Christian? Like, you think you're smart and other people are dumb, or you think Christian is smart and other people are dumb?
I am very dumb, and I think Christian's very smart.
I disagree.
You think we're both dumb?
I refrain from answering this question. I'm pleading the fifth.
Ouch.
But, like, so am I a narcissist? No.
No.
No. No. Okay. Yeah, you lack the self-esteem, man. You're literally a big old beefy hunky boy, and you're like,
yeah, it's weird, because I joke. I'm like, oh, I'm just kidding. Look, I'm a Greek god. I'm the golden god.
Can narcissists have body dysmorphia? Yeah, narcissists can have body dysmorphia.
Well, then I guess I'm a narcissist.
Yeah,
you're
a narcissist. Yeah. No. We figured it out.
Okay, and then here's another.
Wait, this did you say you're a Greek god? Yeah, you're a narcissist, the Greek god.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just drowned it in a pool.
Yeah.
A pond, looking at my own reflection. Here's the biggest one. This one's that really got me started on this path is TikTok just shoving it down my throat that I have ADHD.
Yeah.
And I kind of didn't think I had it my whole life because I hung out with kids that just the absolute worst ADHD I've ever ran into.
Mm-hmm.
But now that I don't hang out with him all the time, I'm just like, maybe I had it and his was just so bad. I didn't think I had it.
Let's not say bad. Let's say advanced. Severe. Advanced.
His is pretty rough.
Yeah.
But now I'm just like, do I have it? Because TikTok is literally like, oh, have you ever procrastinated in your life?
ADHD.
Sorry to break it to you. You got ADHD.
The issue with all of those symptoms is like, I mean, I do think ADHD is under diagnosed. And I mean, it's hard to argue if it's under medicated because there's so many people abusing ADHD medications. But I definitely think it's underdiagnosed, just like autism spectrum disorders and stuff like that. But the thing is, so many neurodivergent disorders, including anxiety, depression, ADHD, autism, like they all have like the exact same symptoms where the symptoms really are just like, are you neurodivergent even a little bit? You have this thing now.
You got something.
Including like OCD and like stuff like that. And it is so confusing to be like, because you're not like, you can't self-diagnose, but also like doctors won't fucking diagnose you anyway. So like what's the guy to do?
The real problem that I have with like TikTok diagnosing me, which is like, it just gives me the solutions for everything wrong in my life. It's like, oh, you got a bad memory? ADHD? I was like, I was complaining that my brother hit me in the head too many times as a child.
Yeah.
Maybe falling out of that car was the reason I can't remember.
Yeah.
It's like, no, it's ADHD. The way I read, this is the one that really started the whole snowball here is I saw a TikTok saying like, do you read blocky like this? And they read exactly how I read on the podcast.
Didn't it also say like people with ADHD struggle with impressions too?
Yeah. It was like, it was everything that I can't do on the podcast. I'm just like, this explains it all.
Yeah.
I think we did get a
comment once that was like, I love the ADHD representation. And it's like, who?
I guess me, it's... dude.
What do you think? Do you have ADHD, Erica?
I don't think so.
Mm. Do I have it?
I don't know. I don't think so. You're making sense here, but...
The thing is, too, one of my friends and coworkers, she'd get mad if I didn't say friend.
it's going to be really hard to cut around that.
Has ADHD. And so she talks a lot about her experiences with it and like all of her research that she's done on it. And the thing, one of the most common side effects for men with ADHD is like anger, because men societally don't express emotion other than anger. And so like ADHD.
You don't have that issue.
Right, and like you're just not an angry guy.
Nah, I'm fucking pissed off, bro. I'm like the Hulk, man.
I'm always angry. That's why you're so beefy. You're always hulked out.
It's not from the vegetables.
You got anything else?
Yeah. Then I guess the last one would be like, is this mole something I should be worried about?
Did TikTok like kind of? I mean, it kind of looks like a skin tag, honestly.
It's a mole. I think it's fine. You could probably get it removed if you want.
You think it'll hurt?
Yes.
Erica, I don't know if you want to share this story on the podcast. Your horror story, and then to me it's a horror story of you having a mole that looked weird, and then you're like, I had one that looked weird. And you're like, yeah, just go. And then they have to like literally strip you naked and look in all of your crevices for other moles. And I'm like, oh, then I'm never going to the doctor. Cool.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Like,
yeah,
you did it. I'm never going because that's horrible to me.
Yeah, like she spread the lips, spread the cheeks, went between your toes.
They just you to snap a pic of the butt for inspiration for drawing games later.
No. No. But they do like shave it off, and it, I had two removed on one of my legs, and it literally looks like I have a cigarette burn on my leg where they shaved it off. But it came back as bad, so I'm glad it's gone.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah.
So will it look like I have a cigarette burn on my neck? Well,
that'd
I look
be pretty
like a
badass,
bad boy.
Yeah.
No, yours is kind of raised enough. I think they'd be able to just like tie
a little piece of floss around it.
Surgical.
Like a suture. Tie a suture around it, pull it up and snip it off, and maybe just
freeze dry it, maybe.
Yeah.
Cryo.
Oh, well.
Whereas mine was like they took basically a hole punch and twisted it into my leg and took out a core.
They just like ice cream scoopered your thigh?
Yeah.
More like watermelon scooper.
Watermelon scoop my thigh. Guys, listener submission time. The real one. This was an email. I don't want to dox them because this is a pretty intense story. But not that intense. But we try to keep anonymity here. I need a brother and a sister name.
Luke and Leia.
Okay. So this is from?
Solid choice.
Leia. That's from Star Trek, of course.
Oh, is it? It's the first name that came to mind.
Yep.
You guys
from
are both
Jack and Jill.
So fucking
yep, it's
dumb.
From Star Trek. Jack and Jill. Oh, like from the Adam Sandler flick.
Never mind. I go back to my original Luke and Leia.
This one didn't have an "Am I the Asshole" post. So, am I the
Anakin and Padme? What?
That's
are they siblings?
No, Padme's his mom, or his wife. Sorry,
old enough to be his mom.
I was going for Luke and.
But they give birth to Luke and Leia. Yes,
correct.
Okay, I totally know Star Wars.
Is my brother the asshole for fighting our family friends? Right before the pandemic, my mom's side of the family all got together for a reunion. There were a lot of people there because my grandmother had four other siblings. One of these families were what I like to call redneck Republican. They are Bible thumpers who live in the middle of nowhere and who homeschool their children.
Yee yee.
My brother, Luke, and I were brought up in a Quaker household and we were taught not to judge people based on where they come from.
Oof.
Really bad job. You're already profiling them as redneck Republicans. My brother and I, as well as our younger cousins, were all out on this big dock that stretched into the lake we were on. Two of the redneck cousins, we'll call them Sarah and Mitch, came out onto the dock. Mitch is older, around 17, and Sarah is only 10. Everyone who was already out on the water was having a discussion about dating. Unprompted, the 10-year-old began to go on a rant about how transgender people were going to hell and how gay people sinned against God. My brother, who is both gay and trans, said nothing and listened to this while the rest of us tried to defend him and eventually, without saying anything, got up, threw the 10-year-old, and Sparta kicked her brother off the dock into the
fucking
water.
Awesome. That's so awesome.
The water wasn't deep, and they knew how to swim. Later, their dad tried to get into a fight with my brother. I don't think he did anything wrong. She was a little young, but her brother, who was also supporting everything she said, was old enough to know better, and they shouldn't have come into the situation in the first place. I'm 15, and my cousins that were on the dock with us are 17. Was my brother the asshole in this situation?
No.
Yeah.
Nah.
But also, it's okay to, like, be an asshole sometimes, right? Like, if a Nazi's walking down the street and you punch the Nazi, you're kind of a dick for punching someone, but, like, good on ya, you know what I mean?
Yes. Okay. You make a valid point. Violence is never the answer.
The issue is that she's 10. The 17-year-old can take a fucking Sparta kick any day of the week. But the 10-year-old...
Well, she just got pushed, right? She just got pushed
off the dock.
She got tossed into the
water. Into the water.
Lovingly tossed
in
the water.
She was being a fucking bigot.
That sounds like you can break a collarbone.
That's...
Getting shoved into water.
Off a dock.
Into water. You're not hitting the dock.
But if it's shallow... Just like these people.
Even better. Maybe she'll hit her head. Jeez, and the and brain damage that her parents gave her will be wiped away.
She'll, like I fell out of the car and lost my memory. She'll fall off the dock, lose her memories, and
just be a better
person.
The fucking gall and audacity to like talk about how this, I don't know how anti-religion I need to get, but in your worldview that these people are lesser than you, and oh, by the way, there's a transgender gay person standing right there.
Like, that's my question. Do they know? They've got to know, right?
Well, they're all family, so you would think.
But it's a reunion, yeah. So if they're, like, distant enough where they don't, I don't know about this person.
I have a feeling what happened here is reunion got planned. They learned that the brother was trans, and the dad was probably the whole fucking car ride there talking shit. Mm. And now this little girl's like,
yeah, because a 10-year-old, she doesn't know what she's saying. She's just regurgitating whatever was told to her.
Correct.
It's like, yeah, it's like when you see those, like, 4-year-olds, they're like, I'm going to vote for Trump when I'm old enough. It's like, shut the fuck up, little kid.
I just love the picture of, like, I mean, in my mind, it's like a fucking badass, like, cartoon scene of just, like, they're all just standing there, and, like, there's the kids standing in the back, like, getting made fun of. And, like, being all quiet, and then just out of nowhere, just fucking sprinting, roundhouse kick right to the fucking chest of the 17-year-old kid. Man, it really gets the juices flowing.
Yeah.
And this happened, might I add, in June, in Pride Month. Not that it matters any time of the year, but, like...
Okay.
I mean, we're
so, like, maybe they're an asshole, but also I support it.
Mm-hmm. Hey, sometimes assholes are all right, you know? You gotta poop, you know? We all got them.
Actually, here's a
TikTok diagnosed you. They diagnosed you with no asshole. You have a colonoscopy bag.
Colostomy.
Yeah, colonoscopy bag doesn't make any sense in hindsight. So
that's
guys,
a butt joke.
If you enjoyed the podcast and you liked our listener submitted riddles, Jesus Christ.
Start over.
If you enjoyed the show, and
oh, I meant like. Hi, and welcome back to another episode.
Boys, girls, and NBs, welcome back to the show. And it's over now. Real quick one.
Judy.
If you liked that, send in your own stuff. Email us, judgiespod@gmail.com.
And like, and follow, and subscribe, and I don't know what the kids call it these days, but all of the social media things on Instagram, and Twitter, and TikTok, and YouTube. And that's @judgiespod, JUDGIES. Pod.
And just like the kids are doing nowadays, do a little whip and nay nay.
Ew. Way to ruin it, Christian.
What?
We had a perfect fucking episode going.
The chugiest thing you've ever said in your entire life.
The two presidents ago whipped and nay nayed. That's how old that reference is, man.
Oh. Well.
Wait, two presidents ago? Oh.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks for listening.
I don't like to. Count Trump as
tell your moms and your friends about us. And
yeah, that's our big demo hot is moms and friends. All moms are hot. Bye.
Bye.
The judge is hot.